Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
It's actually not really time for action. It's time for sitting and chatting. Because it's time for Coffee with Kane and...
Mr. Kane.
Say it like it's a UFC fight.
I know, right?
Mr. Kane.
Mr. Kane. Entering the ring.
Are we going to throw down?
We're thinking about it.
No. I was trying to think when the last time we had a really good fight.
It's been a while.
I want no part of that, thank you. I'm not interested
good morning.
In that. Good morning, Mr. Kane.
Hi.
How you doing this morning? Did you go back to sleep? I had to run downstairs to make sure you weren't here.
I got up at 6 and then I'm like rolled back over. And
that's not getting up.
No,
I
picked up my phone to turn on the radio. And
and I was so fascinating that you fell back asleep.
Yeah. You missed the sort of sports report.
Oh, no.
Sad.
Aw. Did you hear Jeff from Deloge win for the Mother's Day giveaway?
No.
Oh yeah, he I you wouldn't know him, but he said his mom was in Kentucky. I told him a condition of him winning was that he had to go visit her and take her the prize.
That's true. That's a good idea.
Yeah. What? That I make them go visit their family?
I think so. Have you done Plinko yet?
No, I have not done Plinko.
I'm always excited about the Plinko.
Okay, so I told the listeners, and if you're listening right now, you may have heard me say that Mr. Kane always wants to be here when we give away Plinko. So
I know, it's
maybe
just
you'll
fascinating
get lucky
to me
this morning and be around.
I know, it could be. You never know.
I actually know.
I guess you do.
I know what time
do.
I'm going to do it. No, I just don't know what their Plinko chip is going to land on.
I know, that's the problem, right? Therein is the game.
I don't know what they're going to choose, and then when they do, I'm always like, ooh, is it going to land on it? Today, it's up to $140.
I thought it was more than that.
No. If you look at my little calendar, I write it on my calendar so that I don't forget. Mm. Not that it's not in my, you know, worksheet that I work off of every day, but yeah, $140.
That's awesome. I could do something with $140.
I couldn't. That's
I could
not
have
enough.
a fun night out in the city or something.
I like how you say I, not we.
Well, I was going by myself. I can't afford it with only $140.
Yeah, I want the good tickets to a Cardinals game. I don't want to sit in the $15 seats with my back to the fence on the top row. I'm telling you,
we ought to get the box. We ought to get the box and go up and see the baseball game when the Cleveland people were in town.
Hopefully, maybe someone from the Cardinals is listening to us talking right now. They'll be like, there you go,
September,
Mr.
Cleveland.
Mr. Hello. Kane, here you go.
I know, who knows?
Is it September?
I know, it'd be nice, though.
Sure. We had two rows behind the dugout one year.
Which were great.
They were awesome. You could practically spit on
I'm just thinking
Cleveland
a party in a suite with all of our friends and watch Cleveland win.
No. Hello. We are a Cardinals affiliate, sir.
Watch the Cardinals win.
Thank you. You need to be polite. They have won six out of their last seven games.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So doing that's a lot bonus. Better. Although that game yesterday just did not happen. It was not going to happen. I knew it wasn't going to happen.
Rain?
Yes. Because the rain, there were two waves. In fact, I'm pretty sure, I mean, I slept through it, but I believe that Dustin Kopp was here last night at like 9 o'clock. Did you see? Okay, you probably want to listen to the news coming up at 8:30 because Mike Ramsey has the news about Iron County School, South Iron School.
Oh, they're closed today.
They closed for the rest of the school year. Today was supposed to be their last day, but they had damage last night in the storms. So, yeah, we'll have a story on that online, I'm sure, with pictures and everything. Maybe it's already there.
Unceremonious way to end your school year.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. It was kind of like the lockdown. They lost they lose their last day to say goodbye to everybody. Right. So
this is a little different with social media, I think.
Speaking of social media, I just pulled up our website and there's an ad. There, oh my gosh, there's like a rotating thing happening here.
Nice.
That is super attractive. With our app with the little QR code. That is different. Okay, nice. It's moving really fast. I like that. Okay, so let's see. I'm going to click on news at b104fm.com. Oh, there's picture. Oh, wow. This is, it's fancy.
So it was like a lot of damage to the school?
Yeah, the cafeteria was trashed.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm sure that they're getting, oh, there were power outages in Fredericktown and...
Was everyone okay? I guess that's the question.
I don't know the answer to that right at this moment on the fly.
Hope everyone's okay.
I would have to, yes, we'll put them on our prayer list.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were some, that was wild yesterday. Were you listening to me yesterday when I was on the radio?
I was not. Okay. I was watching the storm.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you right now, if you are listening to the sound of my voice and Mr. Kane, we were live yesterday on both stations, both B104.3 and KFMO, during the tornado warnings because once that hits for our listening area, and there are six counties that we serve, according to the National Weather Service, and if there is a tornado warning in any of those counties, we go on the air on both stations and we stay on until that passes. And that's what we did yesterday afternoon. Yeah. And that's what Dustin Kopp came in and did last night because he's our new news director.
So was there another warning last night?
Yeah, apparently there was.
I was not paying attention.
Oh, well, it was Iron County. So, oh, okay. And then I think Madison County.
Maybe. We're south of us.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Well, thanks, Dustin.
What? Yeah, I know, right?
Right?
Dustin did a good job of covering everything, and he has this, you weren't listening. You should have been listening to the radio, although you were communicating back and forth with me, so yeah. I know. But he was on this weather meteorologist feed, like a chat. He was on this chat that he's a part of. I'm not part of that chat.
How come?
I don't want to be.
Right.
And it's a lot of information, and I have my hand in too many pots.
Yeah, I got
pies.
You.
I can't spin that many plates.
Okay.
And he's the news director, so.
So he's got it.
He's got it. He's taking care of this.
You're a rock star,
that's
Dustin.
Dustin is a rock star. Dustin's been around in our lives for a while.
A while.
Since like 2017, I think.
Sounds about right.
2017. So, we've known him for a while, and he does a great job. And this whole news director thing for him here is new. He hasn't been on this side of the building. He's been here for several years, but he's been on the other side of the building. So this is kind of
learning new stuff.
He's learning our software on the air. Which
nice.
If you're listening right now, I mean, of course you're listening because you have the radio on. Or you're listening on the stream, but
thank you, Captain Obvious.
Shut up. Our software is complicated for our on-air programming.
Mm.
And there are some things. It's almost like it runs in the background like DOS. That's the way I describe it. Because it's
DOS.
Like, look at these lines. Look at all
no
these numbers.
No one knows what DOS is.
Do. Old people do. Shut up. Anyway, really old-fashioned software.
Yeah, old
anyway,
fashioned
it's been around
software.
A while, but I heard a rumor in a meeting the other day that there were going to be some upgrades.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm pretty
bonus.
Excited. Listen, we have great owners. The Odal Media Group is, they're always quick to support us. So we have some fantastic equipment and getting some new software.
That's awesome.
Making some upgrades to the staff. So
you guys are on a roll.
I know. We, because of the addition of Dustin Kopp to the programming staff, that allows Mike Ramsey to retire. He's staying on part time to continue with the start over on KFMO, but it allowed him the ability to retire.
Well, that's good. Good for him.
I know. Well, you know.
He's excited, I'm sure.
He's very excited. No, probably not as excited as his wife. I bet
Judy's probably
got the honey-do list ready for him.
Counting down the days.
No, he's already retired. He retired a couple weeks ago. We haven't said he's retired because he's still here.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
He's not fully retired. No. He's just gone part-time. So.
Okay. All right, that makes sense.
Look at you wearing your little
your
chaplain hat for the Bon Terre Police Department. I love that.
You know.
It's pretty cool.
What'd you have on the agenda for today?
I didn't really.
Is what we had.
I pulled something up. I was talking about, okay, so I could tell that my anxiety level was high this morning because the whole storm thing derailed my editing production stuff that I needed to do yesterday. And so I arrived this morning already behind.
Yeah, I got
And
you.
So I saw this thing. Hold on. I'm going to turn down Wolfgang Van Halen. Hold on. Let me push a button. I got Mammoth WVH running in the background. But I'm going to pull up this thing. It's Marconi Union Weightless.
Okay.
This is apparently the one song that will help you relax more than any other. It's according to neuroscientists in the UK.
Listen to the sound of my voice.
Oh my gosh. Why do I not have you doing commercials? Anyway, or maybe we should start an ASMR channel.
I know. That would be really awesome. It would be so relaxing.
When did your voice get so deep, babe? Yeah, it's probably like me. The older I get, the deeper my voice gets.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Anyway, it's called Weightless by an English ambient music band, Marconi Union. Listening to the song led to a 65% reduction in stress among study participants, and it was 11% more effective than other songs, including songs by Enya, Adele, Coldplay. I don't find them relaxing, but
okay.
And Mozart. I don't find Mozart.
This is pretty chill, though.
It's drone-ish.
Yeah, I could fall asleep.
Well, there's a drone in the video.
Huh.
There's a drone floating over a creek.
Interesting.
Anyway, it helps reduce blood pressure, heart rate, and cortisone levels. Oh,
that's
there's
nice.
Multiple drones. Okay, I'm going to have to share this on my blog.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, does that sound relaxing to you?
It does. It sounds relaxing. I could probably listen to this while I fell asleep.
Well, we'll try it tonight.
Okay. I'll try it.
I'll turn it on.
We'll let everybody know.
I'll let you know how it goes. Anyway, I don't know if that's an actual drone or if they're doing some
I wonder if anyone is falling asleep while they're listening to it now.
Ooh, don't fall asleep because you're driving. Or you're sitting at your desk and you should be working.
I like Wolfie better.
Okay, you want to get rid of the...
Yeah, let's put Wolfie back on.
All right, we'll go back to Wolfgang Van Halen and the Mammoth. Sorry. Okay.
So, I don't know, that's interesting. And I wonder how they did the research study and what all that looked like.
And I'm
just going to try
I'm
it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Psychology Major. I forgot. You
well,
like
I would
to
just
know
be interested
the
to know.
Background yeah. on that. Well, I can send you the information if you'd like. I don't really care. So,
Wolfie makes me want to fall asleep there, too.
I'll try it tonight and see if it works, and then we can reveal the results of it. It's on a YouTube video, so I may have to...
Do you want me to sit next to you and do the really low voice like that while I'm talking?
As long as you don't do Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
No, stop. Your mustache is very Tom Selleck today, though.
Well,
it's getting pretty thick there, babe.
Yeah, you know what? It's all those hormone shots.
You do have a majestic Santa beard. I do love your Santa beard.
Well, thanks, babe.
Well, but you've shaved it off to a goatee, so it's actually not Santa anymore. It's Jesse Stone, Tom
That's
Selleck.
Right. With my
and when you put your police badge
and my police hat on,
then you really look like Jesse.
Well, I don't have a badge. I just have a hat.
No, it has a shield on
my hat.
It has a flag shield on it, on your hat. Yeah. No, I didn't mean that you had a badge. But
no. I'm not that kind of chaplain.
You're not an official department member.
No.
A paid member of the department.
No, I'm not.
Those guys are awesome. I love the Bonterre PD. I love our law enforcement around here. They're always so nice.
They're amazing. And the groups that support them are just fantastic, too. So many groups that help our law enforcement.
You know who I haven't seen lately?
Hmm.
Sheriff Dan.
Oh, no.
I haven't seen him lately. I love his accent.
I wonder where he's been.
Well, sometimes he comes in to chat with Mike Ramsey across the hall.
I know. That's what I mean.
Well, I haven't seen him lately.
Okay.
For like over a month, I think. I don't know. But I've been out
Sheriff,
a couple times.
Sheriff, if you're listening, you need to come on in.
Stop by and visit us, because you know we're
come
friends.
Come on by.
All right, so you got anything fun on your agenda today, Pastor?
No. Bible studies.
Did you write your sermon for this week?
I thought about it, and yeah, I wrote it yesterday. We're talking about Mother's a little bit, because it's Mother's Day.
It is Mother's Day on Sunday.
Yeah.
Which always makes me kind of, I don't know. I love accolades. I like winning awards and stuff, but I don't feel like my being a mother sounds so bad.
I know, but
this.
You know, it's...
I don't feel like that was okay.
It's just a day to be celebrated. Not that you shouldn't get celebrated on every day for
Thank
being
you.
A mother.
Thank you.
Right? But it's a special day to celebrate moms and moms-to-be and people who
work and live as moms. I enjoy celebrating my mom and your mom, but I don't know.
Well, not everybody...
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, wait. I have this little thing. I love... this little thing that I have. It's up on my hotkeys so that I can hit it anytime I want.
What are you talking about, Bobby?
What are you talking about, Bobby?
Yeah. She thinks I'm insane. I know.
I know.
We're kind of crazy together, though, too.
She's just so awesome.
We're talking about our little in our lives, so.
She's amazing.
Well, yeah. But we're biased.
We are biased.
All grandparents are biased.
No, it's the prerogative.
There's a piece of fuzz on my microphone that keeps
so sad.
Sorry. Anyway, all right. How long have we been chatting?
I don't know. And the best part is we haven't talked about anything.
No, we haven't. Not really. I mean, we talked about relaxing. I swear I'm going to try that tonight. It's like an 8-minute song. I guarantee you I'll be asleep in the first 15 seconds.
You will not make it very long. I'll have to do the experiment and see if it really works.
Yeah, because I fell asleep so fast last night. I was exhausted.
Yeah,
it was emotionally exhausting to be on the radio for 2.5 hours straight.
I know. It's tiring.
Talking about the weather.
It's hardcore.
Although, I got a message from our friend Donna. She said, thank you so much for... This is me in her accent. Thank you so much for keeping me safe on my drive.
I know.
I love her accent.
I heard lots of good things, so thank you guys for doing it yesterday.
Oh, well, that's our job. And that's something new, you know, going on both stations and going live. But I feel like it's really necessary for us to keep the community safe. So
I concur.
Local news, local sports, local weather...
Mm-hmm.
That's our mantra around here. So I don't have as much as they do across the hall at KFMO, but I have as much as is necessary over here on B104.3. Me and Joyce and John.
And you got all the tunes.
Listen.
I do.
When your daughter, who is in her 20s, and your son-in-law, who's in his 30s, are saying they love the music on this station, you know you're doing something right.
That's right.
Fun
it's
box.
It's perfect. It's perfect. It's good stuff.
Yeah. We love
rock and roll.
Yeah. I'm going to look ahead to see what's... Oh, I have Van Halen queued up. I'm ready to go.
All right.
After the break. So thanks for coming by, Mr. Kane. That was the fastest 20 minutes ever.
I know. It did go pretty quick. But, you know.
I'm glad you showed
time
up.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Oh, shout out to Cater, who called me at 8:15 the other night.
Cater.
He misses being here.
Well, so. We miss him. He's a good guy.
He is a good guy. All right. I got to go. I got stuff to do. Oh.
And my mom called.
Yeah.
I got to go.
I love your mom. She's awesome. Okay. Do you want to stick around for?
I might. I might be around for a while.
Happen? Okay.
Could be. All right.
All right. Well, thanks for joining me for Coffee with Kane and
Mr. Kane.